Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and this is a short update we have for everyone on what's going on with Trump, and we've got Larry with us, who has volunteered to come on, even though he's probably not feeling all that well. Having a tooth pulled is not the most pleasant thing. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Oh, I'm hanging in there, but there was a report on Fox a while ago that Trump has just landed in Washington, D.C. in preparation, and so we've got 2 days to watch very closely where this goes.
Yeah, it says, I got an article here, Disrupt J20, the funding behind the Inauguration Day disturbances reveals an intriguing mystery. They're trying to track down, and of course we know that Soros is behind a lot of this stuff, and of course probably the entire Democratic Party as well. I don't know for sure, but I tell you what bothers me more than anything is this weapons cache they found not too far from the inauguration site, and it never made the news. It was it's one of those quick blurbs, you know, you get around the runners, and then it disappears forever. But evidently there was a number of weapons found along with ammunition, and yet nothing is being really said about it. And with all these bikers and who knows what all they're going to bring in, I get the feeling, though, that he's probably going to be okay and he's going to get in. What's your take on that part of it?
Oh, I agree, Stuart. They've kept the weapons catch under wraps, kept it quiet. Dale News is carrying it as a headline, but and a few others, but it's staying in the background. And I'm like you, Stuart. I've kind of got a feeling he's going to make it regardless. I think they've tried everything they can pull, basically, to disrupt him taking office. But I do expect that. But I'm noticing now that the Democrats are causing such a disruption that he's not going to have a cabinet when he goes in immediately. So there's problems there.
So how many have been approved? Any?
One, Mattis.
Well, of course, they're gonna do everything they can, and to me, it's treason. I mean, this is, I guess you could call it soft treason, but nonetheless, these Democrats that are, you know, just throwing up the wall, of course, it fulfills biblical prophecy, and if the idiots would read biblical prophecy, they probably know that they're hanging themselves, but I guess the whole nation is really hanging itself. And the more I watch Trump and the more I see what's going on, I think he could really be judgment in a great big way that people do not expect, if you know what I mean. Any other news on the chaos that they're planning?
Well, from what it sounds like, they are planning problems. But there's one interesting note. Trump came out and made an announcement a couple of days ago, though, after, you know, so much rhetoric about trouble in Washington during his inauguration, that his inauguration, he says, will be a little different and a little shorter than people are used to. So I think he's doing some strategic movements on his own on Inauguration Day. So there may be some surprises.
Well, I think he's going to, how do I word this? As soon as he hits the office, somebody asked him, well, what are you going to do? And he says, get to work. And I guess he's got a whole bunch of executive orders already pre-ready to go. And I don't know what they're going to be, but He promised he was going to undo almost everything Obama did. So they don't have much more time to stop this if this is their plan. I mean, they don't have to necessarily make an assassination attempt or anything like that. If they could disrupt this enough and cause riots, that would give Obama the right to declare martial law and shut it down for a while. So they do have some options left. Question is whether they have the brass to actually do it. And looking at some of this, yeah, go ahead, Larry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention what you're saying. They're also in like 30-something hours till they're out of office. So they are. The clock is running out on them. I mean, the clock is literally ticking, and they may have some options, but I'm not sure they can implement them fast enough. So we're just having to watch that to see.
This military buildup that's going on, that is an option that they could have, a glitch. You would hopefully, you would hope that Putin, of course, might absorb a strike and not fight back, waiting for Trump to take over. And I guess I really do believe he's going to get in, and then the fun is going to start. One of our headlines was that in 2 days, everything will change. And according to what we can find out, he does have executive orders and things. Yes, they are going to start to change almost immediately. But at the same time that this is going on, we are finding military moves. Have you got any of the latest on that? I mean, that seems to keep building more and more. He's got 2,500 tanks, trucks, and military vehicles going in, or more.
Yeah, you've got U.S. movements now on Russia's Baltic state borders, and also on the borders of Norway and Russia. And this is what's interesting. There's an upset that occurred today that they wasn't prepared for. Russia and Turkey are working together, bombing ISIS locations in Syria. And there were some reports today that this has thrown a real problem into NATO, because you have NATO supposed to be fighting Russia and standing against Russia. And because of what Turkey just did today, you've got NATO working with Russia. So it's a dilemma. And also, I was going to mention, too, in an epic final speech, Joe Biden has warned that the progressive democratic world order is at risk of collapse if Trump moves forward.
Well, I think he's going to move forward. I mean, they can pull anything they want, and I guess we are in the, what, you said 20 hours, 24 hours. I mean, it's not very far that they have a chance to stop all this. But with all the rhetoric going on about assassinations and riots and all of this stuff, I think they'd be kind of foolish to move on Trump right now. They'd be far better off, let him come into office and then set up something like a JFK deal. And I'm positive that's why Trump has his own paramilitary and his own Secret Service, so to speak, meshing in with the real Secret Service, because he saw what happened to Kennedy. And
well,
a lot of people are
also
liking the same thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, since you mentioned JFK, Robert Kennedy's daughter, Kathleen Townsend, came out and gave a report to the news today, and she says she's very concerned about Trump, and said that her father, Robert Kennedy, was killed for his support of Israel.
Yes. And these guys want wars. Listening to Paul Craig Roberts, he was Assistant Secretary, I think, to the Treasury under Reagan. And he made a very interesting comment. He said, the deep state, is what he calls it, the deep state, the military-industrial complex, cannot afford Trump if he cozies up with Russia because they need war in order to fill their coffers. And so they will pull out most of the stops. And that's one of the reasons why Kennedy was so disliked, is he also was kind of cozying up with the Russians and even wanted to release what they knew about UFOs to the Russians. So this can get very, very nasty very, very quickly if he does move towards peace. And the deep state, CIA, NSA may not allow it. They may say, no, this is the way it's going to go, whether you like it or not.
Well, this is interesting, Stuart. I'd like your opinion on this, too. There were reports came out today that Netanyahu is sending some of the ministers from Israel into this inauguration to stand in the place, I suppose, of the Democrats that are not going to go, which is over 70 of those already are not going to the inauguration. So Israel's sending a group of people.
Uh-huh. Well, here's one for everybody to look at before we close down. It's only a very short briefing, but Russia carries out successful test of their Topol-M ballistic missiles. So the war, I think they're going to try and push this war. They'll do whatever they can to get a war because they need a war. War is very, very financially good for the warmongers, and this is just the way it goes, I guess. Anything else you've got, Larry, before we shut off here?
Just going to mention a couple of things and would like your opinion on that. Space Weather News is reporting we've got geomagnetic storms in progress January the 18th and maybe for the next few days. And they're talking about the Earth's magnetic field is ringing like a bell and electric currents are running under the ground in Norway. And also they're having cosmic ray intensification. And plus on top of that, Stuart, I wanted to know, did you look at that? I called you and left a message. A massive gravity wave was spotted going across Venus, and it says that they're saying that gravity waves might be lighting up the Venetian atmosphere also.
Yeah, I think, I saw the pictures of it. Amazing. I don't think we, the NASA, how do I word this? The NASA's opinion on what the universe is has been, I think, totally, completely disproved. We are, as James McKinney says, and has done a lot of research on it, we live in an electric universe. And so things are going to get extremely interesting. Any more news on the inbound of Planet 9, which is probably Nibiru?
Not at the moment. They're really keeping that quiet for the moment. They've just made allusions to it. And they're going with their Planet 9 smokescreen, which means something is out there. They just don't want people to fixate on it.
Yeah. Well, what about this poisoning of one of Trump's people?
Plutonium. Yeah, that was one of his people, and it's been verified it was plutonium poisoning. And, the Russians have been, blamed with some of that before, and I'm thinking this could be a false flag poisoning because it didn't kill him. However, it appears they'll try to blame it on Russia. So it's this Russia versus the U.S. that the Republican establishment and the Democrats and the rich men want to promote.
Yep, they want war with Russia, and they're going to do whatever they can do to get it. But I guess it depends on who Trump really is. And if he's for real, the communist takeover of the world has been put on hold for a little while. So it's going to get very, very interesting in these next couple of days. Well, thanks a lot for coming on, Larry. I know you're not feeling all that well, so I really appreciate you coming on. And heads up, everyone. It's going to get really interesting. Anyway, good night and take care.